The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 266, Pass It On.
A clandestine pass? So, McMillan had something hidden in that paper and handed it off to this guy?
Well, I guess you could call it a handoff. Let's follow this guy.
I'm on him. Are we gonna take this guy down?
I don't think that will serve any purpose. We need to find out who this new guy is and what his relation to McMillan is.
Then can we take him out?
Be patient. This job doesn't always involve taking someone out. Our job right now is to collect intel and relate it back to our client.
He's crossing over to my side.
I can see him. Maintain your distance. Now, if he stops, ignore him and keep walking. I'll pick up the tail.
All right. What do we do if he gets in a car?
We just make sure we get his plates, make and model. We'll call it in to Kelly and go from there.
I'm telling you, boss, we need a tracker.
Yes, I know, but again, they're not alien or associated with aliens.
As far as we know.
I promise you, if they turn out to be so, I'll let you put a tracker on every vehicle involved.
Okay, he's turning up some steps. I think he's going into a park.
Go ahead and follow, but keep your distance.
I'm on him. This seems like a weird place to go after picking up some sort of handoff.
We won't know why unless we continue to follow him.
I don't believe it. He's headed for a park bench.
Look, the sidewalk splits to the left. I'll take that and then walk for a while, but keep him in sight.
I see another park bench. I'll stop there.
Sounds good. I don't think he's seen me, so I'll lay back a bit.
It looks like he's headed for a bench with someone on it. Yeah, he's headed right for it.
I'm stopping here. I'm on my way back. I don't think they can see me.
You're going to use your bionic eye, aren't you?
Zooming in now.
Wait, did that guy just pick up his paper and leave?
I couldn't tell. Suspect number one was in the way.
Well, what do we do now? Do we follow this new guy?
We're gonna split. You follow the new guy, I'll stay on the suspect number one. There's a chance he didn't pass anything off to him.
But he sat down and in a few seconds got up. Did you see the paper?
No, I didn't see it on either man. There is a trick that people use sometimes. Once the new suspect picks up the pass, he may fake a pass to someone else, hoping that if anyone's following them, they'll drop him and follow the new guy.
Well, that's not good for us.
Yeah, why is that?
Because that is exactly what McMillan could have done. He may still have whatever was tucked inside that newspaper.
Well, it's too late now. All right, suspect one is moving. I'll stay with him. Let me know what suspect number two does.
All right. And away we go.
I know these lab rats can do all sorts of magic to get us the evidence we need.
Rats? Magic? Please, a little respect for those of us who consider ourselves lab rats. No magic is evolved. It's all science.
Okay, Mr. Wizard. What are you doing now?
I'm conducting a Sims test on the circuit board.
Okay. Just what is a Sims test?
I'm sure you've watched these crime shows where the lab runs something through the mass spec.
The mass spectrometer. Yes. It always manages to provide the critical evidence right after the actors deliver their dramatic dialogue.
Well, this is close to that. This analyzes the surface only. It's called a secondary ion mass spectrometry. It sends ions to the surface, and the secondary ions that are formed are used to determine the material properties.
And how is that going to help us find what this piece of circuit board is?
Manufacturers have their own compound formulas to make these boards. If we can determine the company that makes these boards, we might be able to match this partial number.
I see. So that would tell us if we're looking at a part of the remote trigger device? Or a part of the digital clock. Hey, how about that? It finished on cue, just like on TV.
Sweet. I'll compile this data and run it through our system. I should be able to determine which company uses this formula to manufacture their boards. Once we do that, I can contact them with this partial number.
And that will tell us what this board is used for?
Well, maybe. We'll know what board it is. We won't know what was put on the board. But we'll have a general idea.
A general idea? What good is that?
Because it will tell us what it's not. And that is just as important. We can eliminate most electronics. It may be that this board is used mostly for this or that.
Well, at least it's a start. Do you need any help running this information?
No, I think I'm good. If you want to get your hands dirty, though, I have a box here of paper bits and miscellaneous. That's about all that's left of the office.
Do you have any gloves and maybe an apron?
Yeah, right over there. Gloves are in the drawer and the lab coats are on the hanger.
I'll need to use these forceps in a tray.
Take what you need. Yeah, you can use that table space over there.
Thanks. Doesn't look like much survived. Were you able to determine if the heat was concentrated like a blast or spread like an explosion?
If you're asking if this involves technology we don't have, maybe.
Well, whatever it was, there's not much left to study.
There are a few pieces in there. I'd go for whatever big pieces you can find first.
That shouldn't take very long. Have you had a chance to talk to Pierman yet?
No, and I guess that's a good thing.
I wouldn't worry. He's nearly as strict as Holiday, and I'm here on the job.
I suppose you're right. All I had was a minor head wound. You were almost killed.
It's not the head wound they're worried about. It's the concussion.
Well, I'm fine. I don't see what the big fuss is all about.
I have a couple of interesting pieces here.
Use this microscope here. It projects onto the screen. I'll turn it on. Just put it right there.
Is this new? I don't remember us having this.
Yeah, it was on those rare budget requests that went through.
It's an election year.
Right. Okay, here we go.
Looks like it might be part of an envelope postmark. There's not enough to say where it was mailed.
Here's another piece. Looks like maybe a part of the business name, maybe.
Yeah, I can see an ER. Probably part of cleaner. This one looks interesting.
Yeah, it's part of a postmark. ENS and 102.
Is that maybe a Y?
Sure is.
I think I know what it is. ENS Queens. 102 is 11102, the zip code for Queens, and the Y, of course, is New York.
That could be anything. A bill, an ad, or a personal letter. Keep digging. Maybe you can determine the contents. In the meantime, I'll look for any materials that might have survived.
I didn't see any in the box.
No worries. I have a few more boxes over here.
Then I guess I better get to sifting.
Looks like you ran out of road there, sport.
General! It looks like we captured the brains of the outfit.
This is as far as we can go. Get out.
So what now?
We walk.
Walk? Into the jungle? Are you mad?
No, but if you don't comply, I will be. Now move.
Do you have any idea what's in here? The jungles back on Titan 3 had these horrific monsters.
Trust me, they are still there. Now let's go.
I hope you two know what you're doing. You know the search party will find this truck and it'll be quite easy to follow our trail.
Let them follow. They'll never find us.
So tell me, where's Ursula? Did she abandon you two?
Don't concern yourself with her. Everything is going to plan.
Going to plan, eh? I think your plan is to abandon her and Lister, so you two could be the top dogs.
Translate that for me. What do you mean by top dog?
The big cheese, the top kahuna, the boss.
Perhaps we did get the one with the brains.
What was that?
Perhaps it was a top dog.
I don't know any dog that sounds like that. So where are you taking me? As far as I know, there's nothing or no one out here. And there's a good reason for that. Quite honestly, I don't want to find out what that reason is.
Oh, there are reasons, all right. And that's what makes this such a good hiding place.
But you can't hide forever. What are you going to eat out here? I tell you right now, I'm not much of a vegetarian.
Do you think we'd come out here without a plan? You need not worry about yourself. We need you alive as a bargaining chip should we need it.
And what happens if you should not need a bargaining chip?
You ask too many questions. Keep moving.
We're not just wandering into the jungle. We do have a purpose.
So relax.
I hear running water. I'm not much on swimming, I can tell you that right now.
Yes, swimming is not an option in this river.
Down this way.
Oh, no way. Look at the size of it. And there looks to be quite a current, too. There's no way I can cross that. No way!
Well, for once, you've said something I can agree with. Take a rock. And throw it in.
What? We're playing some kind of kids' game now? You want me to find a nice smooth one and see who can get the most skips out of it?
No, actually. Get a large one. The bigger the better. Make a big splash.
Oh, I think you two have lost your mind.
Just do it.
All right, if you say so. Well, this one should make a nice splash. What the crawl?
Flesh-eating creatures.
You mean like piranha?
If they like flesh, then yes. Like piranha.
You wouldn't even make it to where that rock landed before your flesh would be completely stripped from your bones.
If your friends are foolish enough to follow us and attempt to cross this river, well, it'll be too bad for them.
Then how are we supposed to cross this?
We're not. At least, not here. Now move on. We have quite a hike ahead of us.
So what do we have on this relative Pierman sent?
A woman named Pat Livingston of Kingston, Ontario. She currently is living alone. She works as a freelance writer with dual citizenship. Pierman says he's contacted her and she has agreed to meet us. I've got her address plugged into the GPS here.
I'm glad you thought to bring one. I wasn't sure about roaming charges on the phone seeing we're outside the U.S. border.
And this car was made before GPS units were installed. Otherwise, it would have been you, me, and Rand McNally.
Oh, that's right. You're former military, so you'd know how to read a map. You hand a young person a map today, they'd be looking for icons to press.
Well, all of us aren't that tech-dependent. Turn right at this next intersection.
If this Pat Livingston's really related, hopefully she'll know Meredith's true identity.
Pierman did say that he found more than one relative. It just so happens this one lives here in Kingston, and that's where Meredith told the border guard he was going.
Let's hope she can shed some light on this guy. He has to have roots somewhere.
I'm hopeful. We had nothing on Korski, yet he's sitting in prison right now, awaiting trial. I still think he would know something about Meredith.
Not only him, but Bishop and Obarski too.
Obarski was just a player in the scheme of things. Bishop was a Hongan. I bet he recruited Meredith.
You might be right about that. I know Pierman is trying to put some pressure on those three, but I doubt we'll get him to talk.
Take a right here.
I'm glad John made prior arrangements with her. I hate making cold calls on people.
It does make it easier. Okay, it's the house with the black shutters.
Miss Livingston, I presume?
Yes, and that's not the first time I've heard that. Are you the people Mr. Pierman said were coming?
Yes, ma'am. I'm Mr. Thornton. This is my associate, Scarlett.
Please come in. Right in here, please. Have a seat. Can I get you anything? Tea? Water?
I'm good, thank you. Scarlett?
Oh, no thank you. We had drinks for the drive here.
Where did you come from?
We drove here from Fort Drum, New York, with a stop in Clayton. We've been following leads all the way from Washington, D.C.
All that way for a missing person? He must be someone important.
He may have some valuable information on a case we're working, but he disappeared overnight. We don't know if he went into hiding or something bad happened to him.
I hope I can help. I understand I might be related to this person.
Yes, we did a genetic study and found a couple of matches. You're our first. We're glad your DNA was in the system.
I did some genealogy research on the family. I submitted my DNA to see what my heritage was.
Were there any surprises?
Huh, yeah. I'm actually 1% Egyptian. Who knew? I may be a descendant of King Tut.
Now that would be interesting.
So what do you know about the person I'm related to?
Here's the only good photograph we have of him.
Oh, I see. He's a military man. He does look somewhat familiar. I can't say right off who he may be. Pierman said he may be named Meredith?
Yes, ma'am. However, we have reason to believe that he is living under an assumed name. We've done extensive research on him, and the paper trail ends after high school.
My goodness, that's a long time to live under an assumed name. So he has been this Meredith person for
13 to 14 years at least, which would put him in his mid-30s.
So you're looking for someone right out of high school for me to have known him.
That's correct. It appears he adopted his identity after he graduated from high school.
I brought this family album out after I talked to Mr. Pierman, just in case. Now let's see. This is Jonathan. Jonathan is a cousin of mine who went on a fishing trip to the Finger Lake in New York. He had just graduated from high school and then he disappeared.
Did he go alone?
No, he was supposed to attend college that summer. He said he went to meet some friends at orientation and they were going fishing before the semester started.
Would you happen to know who these friends were?
No, I'm sorry, but I don't.
Was his disappearance investigated?
As I recall, his disappearance was an investigation by the Ontario County Sheriff's Department.
Ontario?
Ontario County, New York. The county seat is Canandaigua.
And how do you know this?
When I was stationed in Fort Carson, Colorado, an army buddy of mine was working on his pilot's license. We both flew, so we rented a plane and flew to Canandaigua to see his parents.
Our family loved Canandaigua. We used to go there to the racetrack and play the ponies.
My buddy's mother worked at that track. Spent the afternoon there and dropped a dollar or two myself.
I'd like to take a picture of this if you wouldn't mind.
Go right ahead.
What was your cousin's name?
Jonathan. Jonathan Windsor.
Here you go. Thank you so much.
You think that the picture will help? You don't even know if that's him or not.
We have some photo experts with the FBI who can measure facial features and even do an age progression.
Thank you so much, Pat. This has been a great help.
I really hope that this is him. Here. In case this is him. This is his closest living relative other than me. This is his uncle.
We'll do our best to bring closure to the family. Thank you again for your hospitality.
It was my pleasure. Good luck to you both.
Thank you, Nell.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Off to Canandaigua?
Off to Canandaigua.
They should be getting here soon.
With six of us searching, we should be able to find one vehicle.
Well, we're at a disadvantage for sure.
Well, yeah, so?
Hanukkah and his guard were both around for the Galactic War. This planet was a rage stronghold. There has to be hidden bases out there somewhere. Even Death River on Titan III had a well-fortified bunker in the heart of the jungle.
I see what you mean. There could be a whole complex of bunkers out there. They could be sitting in one right now, enjoying a cup of tea and biscuits as we speak.
Or they could be in the belly of some creature we've never heard of. I know, there's a protective fence out there and electronic alarms and blah, blah, blah. But you never know.
Well, let's hope not.
Oh, that's sweet. You'll miss Jomac.
No, I'll miss out on two valuable bounties.
Speaking of which, here comes the big bounty hunter now.
Yeah, apparently they didn't have any luck either. You know what that means.
Yeah, a little rumble in the jungle.
I take it he didn't have any luck either.
Not a sign of them anywhere. How about you three?
None on this end. We went through the flaming bar and talked to the owner again.
I even checked the trash bins. Nothing.
Nate and Tam are on the lookout back at the Mercury and Prometheus. There's been no movement there.
They, of course, couldn't get anything out of Ursula. I still think it's very odd that she gave up so easily.
I agree. All she was doing was acting as decoy so Hanukkah and his guard could escape. It doesn't make sense.
It's our consensus that it's just part of her plan. She obviously has something else up her sleeve.
How is she going to do anything locked up in the brig? It doesn't make sense.
The only conclusion we came to was that she's counting on Hanukkah getting away so he can attack us on the way back to Baldibar.
But would you go back without Hanukkah and his guard?
And let's not forget Jomac.
It's clear that Jomac is a bargaining chip. If they don't escape, then we can expect some sort of negotiation.
As I understand it, the IDF doesn't negotiate with terrorists. So where does that leave me and the skipper?
Now that's a bridge we'll have to cross when we come to it. Right now, we need to make a plan on how we proceed from here.
It's pretty obvious. We're going to have to go into the jungle. We've looked around and there are two roads out of the city. We need to put together a small team and investigate.
Are you volunteering, Gabby?
Well, Jomac is a part of my team, and I have experience in jungle warfare.
I thought you were a pilot.
Pilots go through intensive survival training in case we're shot down. Plus, I learned a lot on Death River.
Simon, Gabby, and you will make up the team, along with Lenora, since she knows the area better than any of us. The rest of us will break down into teams and head back to the spaceport to look for them. Once at the spaceport, we'll set up a perimeter defense around the two ships.
We'll give you updates. If we hit a dead end, I propose we settle on the two bounties we have and return to Baldibar.
I concur. All right, everyone, mount up and good hunting.
How much longer are we going to walk? I don't see any crossings. In fact, the river's getting wider and faster.
Just keep walking and leave the details to us.
At least it's a little cooler walking down here by the river. You sure you wouldn't like to stop and take a swim?
Oh, you're really funny, bounty hunter. Why don't you go in first? Test the water.
No, I insist. After you.
If you two don't stop your bickering, you'll be swimming with the... what did you call them? Piranhas?
Can I just ask you one thing, guard?
What?
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Lord Hanukkah, please, let me dispatch him right now.
Patience, guard. We're nearly there.
Well, I don't see any crossings yet. In fact, it looks like the river disappears.
How observant of you.
Is that what I think it is?
If you think it's a waterfall, then yes, it's exactly what you think it is.
It must be 100 feet to the bottom.
I know not your unit of measurement, but let's just say it's not survivable.
Are you sure, my lord? I say we find out.
Wait, what are you doing? Get your filthy hands off me! No! No!
What is Hanukkah's intention for Jomac? Will the Mercury team find Hanukkah and his guard? What will Thurton find in Ontario County? Will Barnes and Sam follow the correct suspect in the park? And will Kate make any progress? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Chasing Waterfalls.